Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival, and today we're talking about The Narrow Frame of Midnight by Tala Hadid, screening here in the Cinema Oggi competition, and I'm here with three of the main actors of the film, Khaled Abdallah, Hossein Choutri, and Zahra Hindi. So welcome, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So, first of all, I would like to ask you if you could briefly introduce your characters for our listeners. Who wants to start?
You're the main.
So I play Zakaria, who is the main role in the film. He is a man whose life is has already fallen apart really before the film, and he's searching for the one person he has left in the world, who is his brother, who it seems has probably gone to fight in Iraq or be in Iraq, he follows his brother's journey, which takes him from Morocco through Turkey into Iraq in the film.
Yeah, I'm Hossein Choutri, and I play the bad guy called Abbas. And what I can say for this character is just, how do you say that in English? It's a pimp. He comes from France to Morocco with a whore. He pretends this whore is his woman, for buying a little girl, a child. Comment on dit, vendre, acheter?
Buying?
And after he goes to Europe for sale this little girl to the other bad guys, but we have money. He have money. So, in this story I have a fucking big, how do you say that, confrontation with this little girl. They are a child, but they are very strong. And she broke my heart. That's all I can say about this character.
Okay, me, I play a woman that Khalid Zakaria meets in his voyage, in his
trip.
And we spend the night together, and we have something very intense. I talk to him and try to help him with my experience, and also to trying to give him some power for the rest of his trip.
The thing that I liked, I think, most about your character is that he's searching for himself more than looking for his brother, but he's never angry, he's never full of anger, he's always so passionate and compassionate through everybody, and that's how I think he can share this deep connection, even for a brief moment, with their character, and that's how he can have this very strong, sometimes I would say adult friendship with this little girl.
I mean, no, I agree with you. I mean, he's a very... there's something about him which is maybe intensely humane, and he's a character who's really very much like he's a shadow. And you know, I mean, everyone has a shadow. Sometimes you don't see that shadow, sometimes you ignore it, but you can never fight it. And he's really, I think, in some ways, a man who's willing to trust his shadow. And maybe his shadow is his brother, maybe his shadow is himself, maybe his shadow is his journey, maybe his shadow is the fact that that what he has to do is follow this moment that he's living in. And there's a kind of... there's a kind of vision, you know. There's a way in which you can see when things fall apart. You know, when things are as you think they should be, you always, in a way, play to your imagination of what you thought they were or what they should be. And when all of that collapses, suddenly everything is raw, and you can scream and shout about that, or you can have a kind relationship with it. And in a way, that's what he does. And it's a peculiar kind of inversion that you would think that when he goes to Iraq, that is the saddest moment of his journey. But actually, when he goes to Iraq, that is the moment in which somehow something has begun. And exactly, and which returns to the whole idea of the narrow frame of midnight. You know, midnight is the witching hour. Midnight is a moment which is, you don't know if it's yesterday or tomorrow or today, and it's a moment of possibility, of opportunity, of magic, and you can't fight it. And there's a certain kind of wisdom, I think, in giving yourself to that. And I think actually all the characters in the film, not just Zakaria, they all kind of share this. They're all somehow somewhere between the fact that they are displaced, the fact that they don't fit into society, the fact that they're on the edge of things, the fact that they are that allows them to experience the world somehow as it pretends not to be. You know,
it's, yeah, I was actually thinking about your character. You say that you're the bad guy, yes, but I found it to be very humane at the same time. I mean, I don't share his views, but still it's something that if you get in his shoes, you can not understand everything, but you could try and start understanding. It's not being evil without knowing why, just always something, and you could even relate, try, at least try and relate to it.
Yes, like Khaled said, when you talk about the shadow, I'm just a shadow. I don't see my humanity. I'm just a shadow, but I try to be human, but with the wrong things, with the bad things. I want my character. I talk about my character. He wants the people to see him, so he used the things he knows. He don't go to school. He was born in a garbage. You know, it's his business. So he tried to be someone, and he want the people to see him, but with the bad things, with the wrong things, and when he met the little girl. This little girl, he have a huge problem because he see the humanity in front of him with this little girl, and it's, how can I say that? For this guy, is it's like the first time something slap him, and she make him very something very hard. It's with this little girl. And he can control himself, but he knows. He's not, for me, like the job for an actor with any character. You don't. How do you say that in English? You don't prepare your role and thinking your character is bad, so playing just bad. Every time you need to find the. Something good for your character, and you say that before, yeah. You saw this guy, okay, but you feel something between the girl and me. So just try to live, but with the bad things, because he's stupid. That's all. And an actor need to be stupid for make his job. So it's
that's okay. An interesting point of view. Actually, I wanted to ask you all how was to work with Tala, and how is she as a director? I mean, and how was in your case to work with the great girl? She's amazing. The little girl is amazing. So I don't know how you started to work with her.
But the experience was very short for me with Tala. I was really impressed by the sensitivity, and this is, I'm not used to cinema at all. This was one of my first film, maybe the second one. for a little part, but I was very, she was very warm and very sensitive, and also because she knows that I'm not an actress, so maybe the attitude was different, because she was really trying to show me who is this woman and just to let me live in that character. And I think it helped me a lot, because she gave me freedom, and she gave freedom to the instinct to be, so that was easy.
For me, what I can say, Tala knows what she wants, sure. So it was not so complicated for me, because she's really, how do you say that? She's really focused, and she knows what she wants. So except some moments for example, some bad things, she don't know really what, and I know. So except for some little moments, I said no, this guy can't do this. This guy, for example, I had a scene with my prostitute, and the first how do you say that? The first shooting with of one of this scene, I have a fight with my prostitute, and the prostitute, how do you say, crier,
she shouted.
What?
Shouted,
crying, and I said, no, this guy, if this girl speak like that, he slap her, quickly. He don't talk, he don't argue with his prostitute, I'm a pimp. So, she said, okay, maybe you're right, and we did like this. But for the rest, she know what she want, and I do, I told you, I'm stupid, so I wait. And I do what she want. That's all. But she's very, very, like she said, Zahra, she's very sensitive, and she know what she want. That's all. She's a good directress.
I mean, she's, Tala is an incredibly precise director. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, in precision, there is also freedom as an actor, you know? I mean, it's like in a dance, for example, you know, I mean, there are dances in which there are very, very precise movements, but within that precision, you can find extraordinary freedom. And it's really as well related to trust. You know, I think as an actor, when you're looking to explore something, when you feel a very deep level of trust with your director, which I think all of us felt on this project, you know, this is a project she's been working on for years. There's a very clear sense of what it should be. But yet, when you are shooting, you also, it's very important to have a very open sense of discovery. But you can have an open sense of discovery that is very wide, but you can also have an open sense of discovery which is in the details. And I would say that this film is really one in which that dance, if you like, with the director is very precise, very intimate, very personal, and a journey of discovery. I mean, you know, Tala is she's also a very tactile director, you know, she will touch you, you know, literally. And sometimes as an actor that can be a very uncomfortable thing, you know, like to be touched. But with here, you know, when she touches you and just moves your head just that little bit, you feel like, wow, exactly, thank you, you know? And sometimes that was there physically, and sometimes that was there in her relationship between her and you and the camera. Which goes as well to this type of filming. You know, you have a lot of films which are, as an actor, you film knowing that there will be multiple different things that will be cut in different angles and the way that it's edited afterwards. No, in this film, you have these long, beautiful sequences where what you have from beginning to end, you have to hold it. That is the edit. And so that relationship is, I don't know, it's like golden threads, you know? It was an incredibly beautiful experience to work with her. The little girl. The little girl. And I tell you, that girl loved Tala.
Yeah.
Jealously. You know, like jealously. And
every
you know,
day
and
I bit with her. Because I play the bad guys. And it was like a game. And every time I speak with Tala, She pushed me. She said, don't, in Arabic, she said to me, don't say nothing. She's the boss. Yeah, I know she's the boss. But it was really, but technically, Khalid is right. It was, we have a DP called Alexander Burov. And the both, Tala and Alexander, are very, very, comment dit,
precise.
Precise. And they have a lot of plan séquence.
Long sequence.
Long sequence, but very technique. Centimeter by meter, turn your head. And it was, like I said, Khaled, the first time, for me, it was like a jail. I feel like I can do nothing. But step by step, after I find my, I found my freedom. And after it was great. That's all I can say.
Okay, so thank you. Good luck. Because we are already had the chance with the radio to interview Tala in at the BFI.
Right.
So now I had the honor of interviewing you. So we're like following every step that this film is doing at every festival. So we're very happy about
thank
it.
Thank you very much. Grazie mille, signori. I try to.
È stato un piacere. Grazie.
Grazie.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from 9th edition of Rome International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.